Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
I bet all y'all out there were wanting to start your 2022 right. Well, too bad, because Plumbing the Death Star is here to ensure that you start your year wrong with a brand new live show at the Comedy Republic. In 2019, we did an episode called How Would You Curse a Small Village that came out so heinous we couldn't put it on the public feed. And now, inadvisedly, we're putting it on the public stage by giving it another go and asking once again, how would you curse a small village? February 19th, 5:30 p.m. at the Comedy Republic. Tickets are $20 and you can grab them right now from the Comedy Republic website, link in the show notes below. Once again, that's February 19th, 5:30 p.m. at the Comedy Republic. Come see Plumbing the Death Star live and think to yourself, yuck.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
I'll start the episode.
You're already going in with bad taste in your mouth and it rolls.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joel.
Where we ask the important questions like, how would you survive Order 66? Before anyone jumps in, Jackson, we started recording this halfway through. You said a fuck sentence. So I'd just like you to quickly explain to the audience, what is Order 66?
The bad Jedi.
Mm-hmm. What bad Jedi?
Anakin Skywalker and his cronies.
Okay, you know what? I won't interrupt. Explain what happens with Order 66.
So Anakin Skywalker and his cronies.
The bad Jedi.
Mm-hmm. They get some kind of instruction from... some old man.
Okay. The old man being...
Might be Palpatine.
Yeah.
Okay. Who can say? And that's to kill all the good Jedi.
Yep.
And they do this through maybe the clone army, who all get a message on their phone that says, kill all the good Jedi. And so Anakin and his cronies, plus the clone army, go around shooting every Jedi, bar the ones that are clever enough to escape off into space.
It's shockingly kind of close.
You're close. You've just added extra stuff.
Yeah.
What did I add? I'm writing fan fiction.
There's no bad Jedi. Well, there is. The only bad Jedi are Palpatine and Anakin.
They're bad Jedi.
Yeah, but there's
I.e. the Sith.
Yeah, but Anakin doesn't have cronies bad Jedi.
There's no cronies.
No.
Who does he kill the younglings with?
He does that himself.
By himself.
I thought
and
he
a
had like six guys with him.
There's some stormtroopers, I think.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
I know.
He's walking up the steps. And
there's some cronies.
I'm pretty sure it's just him. Anyway.
I thought it was some stormtroopers.
What happens is that all the clones secretly...
Okay,
well, even if there is... the cronies aren't Jedi.
They're just...
I never said they were Jedi.
Yes, you did. You kept saying bad Jedi. The bad Jedi.
The bad Jedi... colon Anakin Skywalker and his cronies.
So Order 66 is when Palpatine has finally assumed power.
Yeah.
he's been voted
number one guy in the galaxy.
No, because he was Supreme Chancellor, and then he flips it to Emperor. Yeah. And when that happens, then he's like, "All right, clones,
get your little boop on your phone."
Yeah, so they've got
your text.
Yeah, they got a chip, mass text.
They got a chip in their head.
Oh, that's cool.
When he activates Order 66, which basically is like, it flips them, so they're like, "Oh, Jedi are enemies." So all the Jedi get shot by clones. There's no bad Jedi floating around being like, bleh! Except Anakin, I guess.
Okay, well, yeah, exactly. So I was kind of actually right.
No. So, well, yeah.
Yeah, I was basically right.
He was in the ballpark. Like, honestly, he swung and he did connect. It didn't go as far as
Babe Ruth.
It wasn't a home run.
It wasn't Babe
least
Ruth.
He got to, like,
Babe Ruth of pop culture right here. Yeah, I said Babe Ruth. Yeah. I'm talking with a cockney accent.
Yeah, he stumbled and he got to third. And I'm impressed. I'm impressed,
Thank
Jack.
You. Well, yeah, because usually when people have a vague idea of something, they go with broad strokes and they miss finer details. Jackson, usually when he explains stuff, adds details. Like, who'd you think? Oh, Watto died of a heart attack? No, Watto got stabbed by Anakin.
I thought he was Annie. And I thought, yeah, Palpatine died of a heart attack.
No, well done. Look, you've gone.
Which is also kind of close.
Yeah.
No, kind of. Thrown down a hole.
Yeah, but electrocuted that probably gave him. Yeah. Probably wasn't good for the ticker.
Right. He's not wrong.
What do you mean? You're not wrong.
If you get electrocuted, that's not good for your ticker.
Your ticker's in trouble, buddy. Yeah.
Well, actually, I guess electrocution does stop your heart.
Yeah. Or start it again.
Yes. I just like you. Yeah, look, you swang for the fences, you hit, you connected.
Swang for the fences.
You had a swing for the fences.
Yeah.
You swung.
But anyway, yes. Yeah, and I was basically correct.
You went first, then you went home. People were like, no.
Wrong go to second, way.
First, turn around. Other. Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'm new to this game. Usually I just swing and miss. Yeah.
You ran to the pitcher's mound. Is this where I'm meant to be? No.
Can I lie down yet? You could never lie down.
What?
What's a sport where you can lie down? I don't think any of them.
That sucks.
You'd seen a photo of a baseball player sliding to the base and assumed that it was a still picture and he was lying down.
That sounds great. I'm great at lying down.
He's so stretched out. That seems relaxing. Good for the spine.
I've become the Babe Ruth of this sport.
It would be the Babe Ruth of baseball.
Hey, JD, with this chip in their brain, it says, I'm looking at Wikipedia, which is never a great start.
It might actually be like a full-on chip in their brain.
It just says, I'm just reading and like, however the chip, blah, 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 blah. It's like, failure to comply with the order was deemed an act of treason. As such, any clone trooper who defied the order was also subject to execution. But if it's a chip in the brain...
It might actually be a chip in the brain. It could just be...
Maybe it's like a chip in the brain, but he gives them a da-dunk, like a little text message.
You should kill some Jedi.
Kill some Jedi.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the Chancellor or whatever. You got to do it. Yeah. So for this scenario...
Well, because clones are also... I mean, you got to remember, clones are Jango Fett, who's... bad guy.
True.
Second of all, clones don't give a shit. They're clones.
Some clones were immune to the order.
Oh yeah, that's right. Some, the Bad Batch, had bad chips in their brain.
Oh, bad clones.
Bad clones. Bad chips.
I'm getting dangerously... So what happens with my Star Wars knowledge and why we often get screamed at is my knowledge of the movies is usually pretty good. Yeah. And I know some extended universe stuff, but not enough. Yeah. But I always say it confidently.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then people are like, you fucking
see, we
idiot.
All just, we all swang for the fence.
Yeah. Yeah, we had
we
a big
all
swang.
All go home first. Everyone's like, wrong.
Yeah.
One of us goes to third. Someone goes and gets a hot dog. We're in the same ballpark.
I'm the Babe Ruth of eating hot dogs at the baseball.
Yeah. We're doing our best.
The Michael Jordan of dunking hot dogs into my gob.
Into the basketball net.
Where do you get that from? Why is that on the
Where'd
field?
Where'd the basketball go? On the ground.
Yuck. Oh, wait, I wanted to eat that. Fuck.
I've been eating this fucking basketball the whole time. I got confused.
Where do you get a basketball
What's
from?
Michael Jordan dunk a hot dog and then you turn to look at me in the stands eating a basketball and you're like, what happened? No. How did you do that? Do what? That's from the bite. Anyway, so we got to be three Jedis.
Okay.
Yep.
I assume if we were Jedis, we'd be keeping quiet. You know, I don't want to get involved in Jedi politics.
I mean, we're all for some reason generals in an army. So does that mean all Jedis become trained in military, like,
Well, that's
strategy?
The thing with the Star Wars timeline.
Yeah.
Like, Jedis sort of just kept their own shit.
So we're younglings.
No, seriously. Okay. Like,
no, I'm just saying, in terms of an order of, like, you know, our day-to-day life.
Yeah.
We're born. We're chuckers full of space bugs.
Yeah,
they're just like, go get taught by this goblin man.
Mm-hmm.
We go to the goblin. The goblin's like, that.
Goblin I am.
Small and disgusting to look
I
at.
Am, we know.
I am goblin.
When I become
I am
10,
goblin.
When I become 10, I could just shove you over, dude. Anyway.
See you try, I'd like to.
He's getting angry.
Well, look, you get behind him on all fours. I'll shove him, and then he'll just trip over like a big idiot.
If you get behind him on all fours to push him over, you just push him and he doesn't fall over because you hit him like up higher on his back. And he's like, shoved me wrong.
Yeah, you're little, dude.
He's talking normal for that bit, I guess.
I can talk normal when I am fucking pissed off.
Yeah.
But then, so we stop being younglings.
Yeah. So we're younglings. We're taught in the Jedi ways.
Yeah. We've been raised at the wrong time.
Yeah.
Born in the wrong generation. No. It's important because this is something that you will probably like to know because it's the kind of thing that you would yell at. With the Jedi, but at the point,
my end goal is us to be.
Okay,
it's a bit of a jizz.
Yeah, a little bit of jizz for the jizz.
So my point, my end goal here would be for us to be generals during the Order 66.
Yeah.
But to answer, sorry, I just wanted to go back and answer your question about how you're like all the Jedi's are generals. That's fucked. Yeah, but even like Star Wars, like Jedi's got too big for their boots, which is why Palpatine's like, Palpatine's a bad guy.
Yeah.
He'd probably just murder
him. He'd probably do it anyway. Yeah.
But Jedi used to keep out of stuff and then slowly they became military.
Keeping into stuff.
Yeah, well, you got Qui-Gon being like, we're here for negotiations. Mm. And then they fuck around with politics. And
You're basically nuns. What are you doing here? Yeah.
Why
nuns?
Are you?
Well, it's like nuns with guns.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. In fact, maybe we should send nuns out to, you know,
deal with them trade.
Nuns would figure it out. They're tough. They're
so
tough
it's the
guns.
Next global summit, instead of sending our prime minister, we send nuns with guns.
Yeah.
Climate change? Yeah, we'll deal with it.
What are you going to do? Shoot the sun?
And they go and stand on a beach.
Imagine
and
it works. Has anyone tried?
I don't think anybody shot the sun yet.
No.
Imagine we just shoot the sun, it just shrinks a bit. And we're like, we did it.
Oh, that would fix it. We just got to shoot it once every like 2 decades or whatever. Yeah. 2 decades.
Well, a lot of people
it's
use aerosol.
It's getting big quickly,
cans,
But what were you going to ask?
So we're younglings. We get trained in the Jedi ways. Mm. And then I'm presuming that means we learn Jedi shit. We learn Force stuff. And do we also learn army shit?
I think the because.
But what if I'm one of those cunts just in the council meeting? Am I also a general?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they send out everybody. They're the top generals.
There's the general generals. Yeah. They're the ones that I was. Doesn't matter. I was going to say, those are the ones that'll die in bed. A reference to that book that I had to study in high school, Generals Die in Bed. But I don't know why that's in my brain. I guess high school just fucked with my head.
So if those generals die in bed, but these generals are on the front line.
Shot in the back.
They seem to be generaling wrong.
True.
Why are they generaling from the front line? Isn't the whole point of being a general, you can general from the back and send all your troops in?
Clearly the Jedis didn't know what they were doing.
But also,
there's two levels of Jedis. There's Jedi Padawan and Jedi Knight, or Jedi Knight can be a different thing. Yeah. Masters and apprentices.
Yes.
So presumably apprentices aren't generals, but Anakin's an apprentice and he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Call him General Skywalker.
Yeah.
They definitely say General Kenobi.
I don't think even at 30 I'd be
You've been a Jedi for you've been a Jedi for 25 years.
Because you got your younglings, they ain't in the army.
No,
they're in the university.
They're in Jedi heaven.
And so then you got your apprentice and your master, and they're the master. I'm guessing is the general, and they're all leading a squadron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably, but I don't imagine I'd be on the front lines.
Well, I mean, again, what kind of if we're younglings and then we're being taught the Jedi ways of leading an army.
Yeah.
And then we're like, I'm a dumb fuck. Yeah, you lead from the front.
Yeah.
Where the bullets are.
But also, you've only been. Jedis also, have only had an army for 2 years.
Also, why are they teaching us how to be a general? At what point? How? The training to be a general. How long does it
But then,
take?
Because
Yeah.
The clones roll in the clone Attack of the Clones movie.
Yeah.
And Yoda's like, war this will bring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jedi should not be fighting, should.
What?
Sorry.
Stresses me, this house.
Let me get your thoughts in order before you speak, dude.
Panicked I am.
What? Yeah, but so what are you saying? You're saying that
21 years, 23
well,
years.
Presumably
to reach...
terrible generals, then.
Well, yeah. I mean, clearly.
Yeah, every single Jedi
is
probably.
They don't win.
Okay, yeah. Well, yeah, and again, in terms of when you're wanting like a strategic, like looking at a battle, and if you're the person who's in charge of your troops, you shouldn't be in front of them because they have guns and you have a sword.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
like, if you were being like, okay, this is like the battle, whatever's happening, and I need to be like, that's their army and it's our army. Okay, and now I need to be the one kind of like taking everything in as a whole,
yeah,
and looking at things and being like, okay, I gotta be the one giving orders to be like, hey, you go over there, you do this, you do that. And the best way to do that is, you know, from behind,
yeah.
And you have like perhaps a better overview of the
it is
fight.
Cool to imagine like every single Jedi when they're like, they're planning out the attack or whatever, yeah. They're like, right, so obviously. Step one, I'll just run out there and start slicing it.
Well, okay. That seems to be every single one of theirs. Like, if we are taught
but
this
damn
is
it,
how
Jedi's a fucking magic. So if it was a wizard in charge of a regular army, and the wizard was like, I'm going to go out there and start doing spells, and you
then
do
what the fuck
armor,
am I here for?
Well, you're going to mop up the rest.
Like, if I was a wizard, I would be like, yeah, send you. I'll start like hucking spells from behind.
It is funny, though, because if you're leading from behind in this Order 66, probably doesn't work. As well,
well, yeah, I'm seeing them. They're all turning around and looking at me. I'm like, I'm sus.
Wait a second.
No,
I'm
a sus. You've also got to
face the bad guys.
And also, at this
if you're
point,
facing me, then yeah. I'm your. Oh, no.
And also, at this point, I would assume if a general in this sort of like army, I'd be in a like some kind of airship. Up high.
Yeah, but that's piloted by clones.
Yeah.
Fuck.
They're going to crash you into the.
Well, I was imagining a leisure cruise that was more like, you know, like.
Where's our general? And there's Amazon fucking some space ocean sipping a Mai Tai.
Yeah.
Do I have something to
generals
do today?
Generals die at the beach thinking about forgetting they're at war.
Was I meant to be at war today or is that tomorrow?
If I'm in charge of a squadron, I'm like, well, look, it's stupid for me to be in the front line. That's probably shit. I'm going
to
go get a.
And it's stupid for me to be in the back line. It's
probably
attention.
Smart for me to relax.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm going to be like, well, I want a
stressful
be,
job.
Yeah,
yeah,
it is. Well, I'm going to be like, all right, well, I want to get an airship.
Yeah.
Then I want to be a bit higher.
Mm-hmm.
And then
higher.
Mm-hmm. And then once I'm in this airship and then I can convey everything and then I'm like, oh, yeah. And then there'd be a couple of days before I'm like, what if I had a nice couch just to
I see what you mean. The luxury creeps up on you like a mold.
Yeah. I understand that we're like watching all our good
but you're like, I'm not on the front line, well, so I don't need to. Yeah, yeah,
also,
yeah.
I'm like, I'm watching all these clones die, and are clones really people?
No.
Hey, you know what? I need a bar in here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Somehow, slowly over time, Zammit gets killed in a smoky, flying, full-on tavern. Drinking a fucking whiskey. Oh, yeah, give me another one, Sam, as a clone places in the head. A guy playing piano in the corner. Do you know that you're at war? Oh, my God,
oh
you're
my
right.
God.
How are they doing?
Yeah, looking at the view. They should go over there. Hey, give me a phone. Give me your phone.
It's
let
good
me
to
text.
Not even tell them. They should go over there.
Grab their phone, start texting, get the order. Huh?
What the
kill
heck?
Jedi's,
is, what's
man?
Order 66?
What the fuck's this? The fuck is this?
I have to kill you now.
Why? You want a Mai Tai?
Sorry?
Mai Tai in Pippo!
There was a bullet in this Mai Tai. They use blasters. They just put a full-on slug in there that you choked on.
Oh, what a way to go! This is why we outlawed guns! Then we were choking hazard.
Too many people were shooting a bullet into their drink and choking on it. That's why they outlawed regular blasters, regular guns in the Star Wars universe.
Yeah.
Can't choke on a blaster blast.
Exactly.
Blaster bolt is famously undrinkable.
You shoot a blaster bolt into your drink, or it does heat it up a little. Or maybe makes a big hole in it, you got no drink.
Smashes the glass.
You're like, damn, I was thirsty.
That didn't work like with the old guns.
I miss the old guns where a bullet would just
make my drink better or something.
Bounce off the side of the glass. And I could drink it.
Who can say what
it
they
was,
did?
It was tasty.
We don't know why we did that in the past. Don't worry about it. But we shot our drinks. But it became such a choking hazard, we had to move to plasters. Don't worry about why we were shooting our drinks. It's not important.
Like, oh, you know, like the first few years that happened, everyone would get their drinks, start shooting them. Oh, the waste of drink.
What a waste of drink and bullet.
Oh, God. Waste
delicious,
of my
thank
time.
You.
Ah, it's gone.
Look, 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 look. This is made better by the gun. The gunfire.
Yeah. And they were like, oh, give me a drink. And then pew, 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 all my drink's gone.
Oh, no.
And there's a hole to the table into my foot.
Fucking hell.
Ah.
I miss bullets.
Remember when bullets were good?
Yeah, God damn it.
Yeah.
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.
Jackson here to interrupt your show and tell you that you should be listening to Shut Up A Second, Sans Pants Radio's oldest and longest running podcast. It's got a simple premise. We pick a topic, anything from shoes to big bellies, and then we just try to be funny about it for 30 odd minutes. It's a blast. So search for Shut Up A Second wherever you find your podcasts. So how are you avoiding 66?
I think I'll be avoiding it mostly by being in a leisure cruise.
Yeah, but if you're...
it depends how useful are these clones. Because if they're manning the bars,
yeah.
If they're good at it, I'm yeah. But are they good at it?
I would imagine. Well,
because
they're not trained for
I think the first fucked up Mai Tai...
Yeah.
They're all getting fired and replacing him with
regular
Twi'lek or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Twi'lek specifically. Yeah, fair enough.
They seem
cool
like they're
tube hair.
Yeah. They seem like they're good at making a beer.
Yeah,
but like you got to remember that your pilot would probably still be a clone trooper.
Yeah.
There's only one guy I got to get.
Yeah, but
the moment he's like, Barry, why are we going nose first?
Are we sinking? Yeah.
Barry?
But then, like, so you will also need security. But see, the thing is, so for surviving Order 66, none of us can plan for it. You know what I mean?
We don't know what's coming.
We don't know what's coming.
Yeah. So by pure happenstance, if I'm getting rid of most of my clones if they're doing a bad job. Because again, if it's a pilot who's piloting a leisure cruise and he's seeing all his clone mates die, he might get a bit uppy and being like, maybe we should go there and fight them, sir. And I'd be like, you know what? You can. Off you go.
Yeah.
And I replace them with, I don't know, someone else. Like a hand
could be the first general killed before Order 66 is announced.
Yeah. He keeps firing his clones.
General Zammit.
I'm a man. I love
the clones.
Me.
Just roll a thermal detonator into your bar.
I'm a man who loves some nepotism, so sure. I'll be hiring my good buddies on that sweet Jedi box to, like, you know, pilot this ship, be the bartender.
That's funny if it's either me or Dusha, because we have our own clone army we're meant to be looking after.
Yeah.
I don't know how to fly a plane.
No, I'll get Adam or something.
Yeah, that's clever. Yeah. That's clever.
Surely I've got some good buddies down in Crossland.
But if you have no clones on the ship that you're commanding from, and you're not paying attention to the war.
Like, again, you turn around and be like, is that a missile?
Yeah, that's another thing. Like, they just shoot you out of the air.
Yeah.
Or
I imagine, well, how far away have I drifted?
I don't know.
I would think quite a lot.
We're over the sea. Where's my army? Where's my war?
What planet are we on again?
So Zammit might avoid Order 66 by virtue of just being elsewhere when it happened.
So I think, because again, it depends on how useless a clone is at making a Mai Tai at, you know, all
well, a Mai Tai is a simple drink to make.
Yeah, but they don't know how to, like, again, I don't think they're going to be great.
Plus, you're in Star Wars. You're not drinking a Mai Tai. You're drinking some other nonsense space drink.
It's got blue milk. And that probably seems a bit more complicated than a regular Mai Tai. So, again, I think... And plus, again, a clone is not designed for pleasure.
True.
A clone is designed for war. So then I'd be definitely, you know, filtering them out.
But how, like, intense is the clone's desire to kill Zamet? If Zamet's, like, say you're left with your ship with no clones in it, are they going to hunt you down still?
Well,
have you only sorted part one of escaping Order 66, which is escaping the immediate gunfire?
Yeah, they
and
don't
murder?
Just like, all right, we got one shot at this. All right, everyone that we killed, well done. Any survivors? Well, they're free to go.
Hey, c'est la vie, too bad.
They do hunt down. Like, I mean, there is like a lot of different like Jedi out there. Mm. There's that one played by Freddie Prinze Jr.
Yeah, Kit Fisto.
Yeah,
not the same guy. Kit Fisto is killed by Palpatine.
Yeah, he dies pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So then, but Zamet is chased down. Is my point?
Yeah. Well, the problem is like being blissfully unaware will probably be great for the first.
Yeah, but it's
the
so
first
bad
phase,
for the
but terrible
phase.
Oh, in the second phase.
But again, if we're drifting, we don't know where we're going.
Yeah, but that they just look up.
Yeah, again, assuming at this point, once it's just kind of like there would be transponders going off, there'd be some kind of we'd have to like sober up very quick.
Absolutely, and
like,
then
we'd still be a bit tipsy. But
well, yeah, that's the problem because you would.
Yeah, be unaware. Like a Han Solo type in the pilot seat, and maybe we get it.
Yeah, I'll just get the best pie. I'm firing all my clones.
I said Han Solo type.
Okay, guy in a vest.
Yeah.
Someone that's stealing from you, then probably.
Guy in only a vest.
Nah, a man stealing from me in the Star Wars, stealing from a Jedi.
That's brave. That's powerful.
Put him in the pilot seat.
But it's funny because you drift. Yeah. I guess you might find out down the track. But it's so funny to imagine you just drifting, being like, "We should get back to the war or back to the Jedi." Jedi Council or whatever, landing scene. Huh. What happened here, though? Happened? And then shot in the head, I guess.
Or again, just like, well, what? You know what? Maybe back to the leisure cruise.
Yay! All right, boys, back up.
Yeah. We stay in the sky forever, boys.
Yeah. Remember, just leisure cruise my way until Luke fixes it.
Yeah. Well, do we think Zama got away with it?
I honestly think that he'll survive the first part, but not the second part.
Yeah. Again, depends on the second part, how quickly news travels.
Yeah.
In terms of transpondering and stuff like that and being like, hey, did you hear all the
But dirt? Then also, but like, because you clearly are not going to be good to your crew based on the fact you fired them all because one didn't know how to make a Mai Tai.
Well, I fired the clones.
Yeah, but what if
I'm
these
good
guys
to the
mess
other
up?
Crew?
What if they mess
well,
up?
Well, they're good. That's why we hired good? Them.
Okay, so you hired them. So
he has a great team, but they're not... going to protect him.
Well, no. We're now just like, uh-oh.
Yeah. And if you've got a Han Solo type, there's a chance he just sells you out immediately.
True. Yeah, true.
Again, would there be other kind of like apprentice-y... plus, I'd have my apprentice.
Oh, yeah.
You're a master,
You got
eh?
A Padawan,
well,
do you?
Well, I have a general, so our apprentice's general.
Should you bring a Padawan to war?
Well, Padawans did go to war.
Should you bring a Padawan to the pleasure cruise?
But then also, like, that means that you're going to... You would ditch your apprentice faster you ditch your clones.
You're an even bigger target, too, if it's you and your apprentice. Yeah.
Because your apprentice would be like, Master, we should not be doing this. You'd be like, ugh.
But if they're trained by me...
It doesn't matter. Think about
look at you two fucks.
Yeah, but like look at Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon as an example where Qui-Gon's like, Jedi are pretty fucked, and Obi-Wan's like, Master, you should not be saying these things.
I think that
because also they get trained by you.
Yeah.
But then like they also still go to the Jedi Academy and Yoda's like, do what he is?
If I get some shit kicker Jedi, that'd be all right. All right, either way.
Unfortunately, see, you've got to remember.
Yeah.
Imagine you're paired up with a young upstart priest.
Yeah,
that's the vibe.
Full of ideals. Yeah. They would have gone to the front line. I would have been. Yeah, look, I'll
meet you there.
I'll be watching in the on the surveillance ship.
I think what happens is that back at the Jedi Council, as they're watching the Jedi's drop on the screen, they see Zamet's pleasure cruiser get missiled out of the sky, and they're like,
oh, well, those ones were sad. This one is indifferent.
I don't want to say good. It's like that's important. But his soldiers lost every encounter they ever had.
The Jedi's go to heaven and Sith go to hell? Is that how it works?
Become the Force again or they become a ghost.
Yeah, we all lose our jackets and go up to heaven.
You don't get to take your clothes to heaven with you.
But then you do, though.
Yeah. You lose your real life clothes, but you get ghost clothes.
Yeah,
that's fair.
And no matter how bad you are, so we're all kicking it sweet in Jedi heaven.
Yeah,
kind of nice.
I tell you what I'm gonna do.
Yeah,
okay.
I imagine I never made it to the front line.
Of course,
yeah.
They were like, "You don't even get a lightsaber or whatever.
Have this stick that
they just give me a
flavored.
They give me a badge that you says, would do, 'Be kind to me.'
You would do so well on my pleasure cruise.
I'm sure I would. But I like to imagine they just put me in some corner of the Jedi building or whatever to just while away the hours with meaningless tasks. You know.
Yeah.
They're like, Jackson, you need to catalog every single one of these crystals. But they're like kyber crystals that have got no juice anymore. And they don't tell me how. And so I just do nothing all day. I'm just sitting there with these dead crystals, like putting them in boxes.
Work.
Like, I guess that's good. And the Jedi's come by. Great job, Jackson.
That's good. They're putting all of those in a box. Yeah, now, just put those boxes in this furnace.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. And then I imagine when I find that Order 66 is happening, I just shave all my hair off.
Are you in the building of the Jedi?
Yeah.
So you're getting got by Anakin.
Yeah, but I shave all my hair off.
No,
so
but
who
but
am
you
I?
Don't know. You got the same problem as me.
No, but I hear all the fighting happening outside, and I'm like in my little office. I'm like, oh fuck, and I get out my little shaver. Yeah. I just got a big egghead.
You gotta remember, Samet, you didn't shave all your hair.
That's true. So when Anakin bursts through the door and he sees a man shaving, he's gonna be like, oh, I see, I'm just a bald man. Jedis are famously have hair.
Jackson Bailey, the Jedi. No. I've got an egghead.
I'm egghead the boy.
I'm egg Mondu. I'm just passing by, and then I just try and step past him.
Cut it off with a lightsaber. You try and step past him, and his lightsaber's already on, and he just walks through
just
it.
Just bisect it. My top half slides off my legs. Keep walking.
Using your arms to crawl along.
Anyway, I'll be seeing you later.
Just keep on trying to fake it. Like, use the force to put my torso back on my legs. Yeah, so long. Yeah. I'm Egmont Doo. So.
Don't have any midichlorians or whatever.
Whatever.
Holding my pants so that my top half doesn't slide off my bottom half.
You're now like, an inch or two shorter? Yeah. That's just where it's been disintegrated.
Tell your friends Egmont Doo is here.
Not a Jedi. Pass it through. Not a Jedi. Don't know how to do any of the spells or whatever, okay?
Yeah.
And then I'll just find someone to sew up my middle.
Yeah, get some robo legs. Like the
just
boy.
Get some duct tape that middle up, and then I'm off.
Yeah, get like a robo strip.
Yeah, exactly. And then nobody's any the wiser. Yeah. Anakin's got more important fish to fry.
Exactly. It's robo. No, it's Egg Mondu with robo guts.
I'm Egg Mondu bot. Okay. Yeah. I'm a droid or whatever.
Droids can't be Jedi.
Yeah, they got no magic
exactly,
juice.
Exactly, because droids can't grow hair. He's bald as shit.
Yeah. You and Lobot are just like. Hanging out.
Yeah.
Lobot's like, you're not a droid, and you're like, I'm Egg Mondu bot.
I'm actually Egg Mondu bot, so actually I'm a droid, and I'm also not a Jedi. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if you know this, but I am definitely not a Jedi.
I'm not Jackson Bailey, the Jedi Master, okay?
No.
That, who's that?
He got hair.
Who are you bringing up? Let me
he
show you a
hair wasn't a robot.
I got a holograph or whatever of Jackson the Jedi. See?
He's putting rocks in a furnace.
Yeah. I got no hair. I'm actually Egg Mondu. Coming out into the like where all the spaceships are, being like, is there a ship for Egg Mondu? That's me. I need to go.
No, there's one for Jackson Bailey, though.
I guess I'll take it. He's not around, right?
He got probably killed because all the Jedi are dead.
All the Jedi are killed for some reason by that other Jedi? I don't know. Jedi?
Yeah.
I've not been paying
Jackson
attention.
Bailey, he's a doofus. Not me, Egg Mondu. So he won't even care. In fact,
Jackson Bailey said I could have his spaceship.
Yeah. It's a good gift to robots kind, me.
Give it to my favorite droid, Egg Mondu, is what he said, I think. And that's me, I'm Egg Mondu.
Yeah. He was like, the reason I'm giving this to you is because you are definitely not a Jedi.
Yeah, you're a robot or whatever.
We're just gonna be Jedis.
So I'll just get in that spaceship. It's funny because I'm imagining saying this to a clone.
As you walk away, just shoots you in the back of the head.
My brain slides out, but I force it back into my head. The back of my skull is exploded open. Egg Mondu, that's right.
I'm cracked Egg Mondu.
Holding in your belly has been sliced up, using the force to kind of just...
Put all the, just like sending the shards of my skull back into the back of my brain. I'm Egg Mondu. I've cracked Egg Mondu bot, and I gotta go to my home planet now. Yeah. Goodbye. And then just crashing the spaceship, like not going out the hole, crashing it into the building. I'm Egg Mondu bot, and then just falling apart, I guess. Excuse me, I don't know how to, it's not my spaceship, of course.
Don't have a response to me. I'm not Jackson Bailey.
I'm Egg Mondu bot. I fly the egg ship, the good ship egg ship.
His brain is just leaking out your several orifices.
Flying, my guts are hanging out because I didn't poorly put myself back together. Fly the spaceship out a little bit, just crash.
This way, I'll get into the outer space.
I'll just catch a cab, okay?
It's like crawling out, one hand in front of the other. This is mid flame ship. Taxi!
That's it! Taxi, please! Hey, how you doing, Egg Mondubot?
Egg Mondubot needs to get back to his home planet.
of egg food. That's where I live. Can you get me there, sir? You're very unwell. Nope, I feel great.
This is just how Egg Mondus look. See, I'm Egg Mondu bot from the race Egg Mondu.
We don't need our brains or
legs.
We
just need to go back to
We never even had legs. I never had
these
legs.
These are fake. Let me slop off them, okay?
Yeah.
Ow! That's good.
I'm not a Jedi.
I'm not a Jedi. Have you heard of the Jedi Jackson Bailey? Not really. Well, I'm not him.
I haven't heard of him.
I'm Egg Mondu.
I've heard of Egg Mondu, but that's me. I'm not a Jedi.
I'm sure you have as well.
Die in the back of a cab.
Please stop being sick in my taxi. Take me to the spaceport so I may go home. Good to imagine I make it to the spaceport. To Egg Foo, please. There's no such planet. There must be, because I'm Egg Mondu.
Just give me one of the planets shaped like an egg. That's the one.
It's shaped like
an egg.
You
might call it a different name, but
you got it.
To all the Egg Mondu bots.
Vision swimming in and out as I desperately try to stay alive. One ticket to Egg Foo, please. Hurry up. Jump, jump.
Constantly being chased, i.e. just clone troopers strolling towards him.
Oh, there's Jackson Bailey. He's not dead yet. That's weird. Let me just shoot him a couple times in the back. He'll be dead soon.
Just one ticket. Yes.
Thank food. Did you mean Naboo, sir?
Yep. That's what I said. Getting in the big spaceship to go to Naboo, like struggling to read the in-flight magazine. Oh, that's cool. I might order a sandwich later. One egg salad sandwich. Egg. We love eggs. I'm Egg Mondu.
Excuse me, sir. What is the best food for a not a Jedi? Because I'm not one.
Not a Jedi. My guy loves eggs. I'm an alien or a robot or whatever. Please give me medical attention.
They sew you back together. And like, wait, that's Jackson. Just immediately shoot you in the head.
Oh, my wounds.
Push you just in a back of the tank in there for several months. Your hair starts growing.
Oh, fuck.
Oh,
shave me. They can't know the truth.
Just like you just someone chucks in a shaver into the back to take you grabbing it, just shaving yourself underwater. Yes, good.
Again, I feel like a very similar
caught in the filter.
Somehow it electrocutes the whole thing.
On fire.
I'm Egg Mondu bot on fire now.
Plus, with you got like that mask over your face, so you can't shave that bit.
That leaves me with a goatee. You can't grow facial hair, but I'm still Egg Mondu.
I'm Egg Mondu. We can grow goatees.
I'm still your good friend, Egg Mondu.
I mean, no, Jedi's can't grow goatees. They can only grow beards, and that's it.
I'm still famous spaceman Egg Mondu.
From the planet Egg Foo.
From the planet Egg Foo.
It doesn't matter.
A droid, maybe, or an alien.
Egg Mondus can famously not be Jedis. We don't know what a space bug is.
If I'm a clone trooper and I see all of this, I just walk up to the back to tank. Again, very similar to how I take out Jules Hammond. Just drop a thermal detonator in and keep walking.
I like to imagine that I damage myself so much the force goes. Okay, now time to use my Jedi powers to escape.
I bled it out.
I bled out all my midichlorians. I really am Egg Mondu. So yeah, didn't get away. Egg Mondu didn't escape to live a brand new life on the planet Egg Foo.
That's tragic.
That's sad for Egg Mondu.
Depending on which time you almost died. I survived
for a long time.
Yeah. I still think all your hair getting caught in the filter causing a fire would probably
be the end of me, because when a tank of water catches fire,
something's gone wrong.
I'm boiled egg, Mondu!
I'm a hard boiled egg! I'm hard boiled egg, Mondu, not a Jedi. And then your gravestone. Here lies hard boiled egg Mondu,
but not a Jedi. From the planet Egg Foo, not a Jedi.
First of his kind, last of his kind.
It is good to imagine the people who had me in the back of the tank coming in and being like, oh, he boiled. Oh, Jackson Bailey, the Jedi.
Do you mean Egg?
No, he was Jackson Bailey. I don't know why he was calling himself Egg Mondu.
Everyone knew.
Everybody knew the whole time.
He actually made himself more known as Jackson Bailey when he started going as Egg Mondu.
Yeah, when he kept on telling people he wasn't Jackson Bailey, that was a pretty big giveaway that he was probably Jackson Bailey. It's cool that Anakin cut me in half, and then as I walked away, connected to myself, he didn't consider me enough of a threat.
He was just like, whatever.
He'll sort himself out.
He was right. I actually
don't need to worry about that. He was on the money. Yeah, so that's how I'd avoid.
Yeah, I think my tactic would good tactic. Samus' tactic, pretty good pleasure cruise. I think I would just simply stand at the back
of what?
The army.
Okay.
Yeah. When they turn around and face what about?
Well, because the thing is with the Force, and this does happen in the movies. They sense a disturbance, so when Order 66 kicks in, the Jedi know.
Yeah,
it's just that. They're usually standing in front of...
So what, you're like, damn, I'm about to be shot, and then they turn around and shoot you?
Yeah, but I got a lightsaber, so...
Yeah, well, I had, like... I would have stupidly gotten the same Force thing, unless I was like, a bit sourced.
Mm.
And I still got.
But I feel like that...
Unless your plan is
you're also surrounded by clones, dude. I was surrounded by my good friend. You're in the vicinity.
Yeah.
I drifted.
Yeah, you're... Oh, no, I hope I don't get shot, because I think I'm about to.
Because if you're like, oh, if I'm about to get shot, and you turn tail and run, like, they can see you. You're an eyeline.
Unless your plan is to always, no matter what way they're facing, be at the back, using the Force. Mm. Can you be quick with the Force?
Yes.
Yeah, so just always stay behind them.
Just keep running around.
Yeah,
them.
Keep running in circles. You can get tired.
Oh, what about I'm like, they're going to shoot me and then I just jump.
Yeah.
You will have to come down again. You don't need to.
Just like pigs, clones can't look up. So you'd be safe for a bit.
Yeah.
Can you keep Force pushing down? So you
just
stay
be a
up?
Flying man flying around the wherever the hell you
well,
are.
Well, yeah, if I Force pushed over them, though, then I'm crushing them into the ground, which is also good.
Yeah, but they still have blasters on you to just
and
shoot
there's
you.
A lot of them, they're clones.
Yeah. It rolls so much that, I mean, it's the most Joel Dusha plan ever, that your plan was...
I'll just be a good Jedi.
I'll just be better than them.
Yeah. I reckon it'll work. Or alternatively, I also have a blaster.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Sorted. Gun and blaster. Sorry, gun and blaster.
Gun, regular gun, like for drinks.
Yes.
You just shoot a bullet into your whiskey and then pull out your blaster and stuff.
Yeah, he shoots a gun in his whiskey. I'm there. Hey, here's my approach.
A lightsaber for defending, a blaster for shooting. And they'll be like, oh, primitive weapon. I'll be like, nah, it's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But so you're setting yourself up in not fleeing.
No.
You're going fighting.
Yeah. I'll win.
There's so many clones.
Yeah. Are you there?
Well, it depends on how many I'm in charge of. Because in some...
You got like a whole battalion.
Yeah.
Yeah, but some of the battalions are only like 10 guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then once they're dead,
aren't they being chased?
Well, yeah. I mean, presumably...
How quickly are you ready to kill your clones?
It seems like you were maybe suspecting this was coming at some point.
Right. Is this the point? We can't know it was coming.
Yeah.
You have that brief, a disturbance in the Force. Mm. Oh, my good friends are shooting at me.
I had enough time to shave my head, dude. That's all I could do.
Yeah.
So long.
You had enough time to quickly shave.
I had enough time to quickly
Yeah, that's true. That's 10 seconds.
10 seconds. Yeah. Egg Mondu.
Turning on a lightsaber is way longer.
Egg Mondu, the famously patchy looking man.
I have no hair. You have heaps of hair. It looks like you just went kind of crazy with a razor and now you're done.
I'm Egg Mondu.
I'm actually Egg Mondu. Yeah.
So he had enough time to shave his whole head because Anakin is trying to find him. Maybe the door was locked. He had to go
get the keys from the janitor or something.
Yeah, exactly.
He stabbed the janitor, grabbed the keys.
Then he could unlock it. And in that time, I shaved my head. Yeah. Became Egmondo.
Yeah. So, yeah, well, you got like a limited time. But even your good friends who you're in charge of, or your good clones you're in charge of, are now shooting at you.
But let's say even theoretically that these clones, you do kill the 10 clones you were assigned.
Yeah.
Do you then flee?
Yeah, I gotta. Gotta get away.
Okay, but then they track you down.
Yeah, but they're gonna...
Yeah. You can't just do my plan, but better.
It is funny, though. Your plan is like, I'll kill them, and then it's sorted.
Yeah.
10 guys.
Then I'll just go back to my regular life, I guess.
Yeah, I'll go back to the academy, keep studying.
Yeah, become a good Jedi.
You walk past me as I run out holding my legs together.
Hey, man.
Hey, Jackson. I'm who?
Oh. I'm there, blown up as a Force ghost, holding a space martini. Yeah, dude, it's fucked.
Yeah, you're about to die. And then you walk in and Anakin Skywalker just stabs you.
Why'd you go back?
I thought the last place to check would be the Jedi Temple.
Yeah, it's like the first place that they were going for, man.
Yeah, they fucked your guts up, bro. I'm Egmondo.
Yeah, that's why they don't. That's why Anakin doesn't chase you, because he's too busy just cutting me in half.
Yeah, no, Eggman, like, sorry, Jackson, you'll be here soon. I mean, Egmondo.
No, I don't think I'm going to Jedi. I think I'm going to Egg Foo.
Okay.
Go to the great yoke in the sky. But thank you. It is good to imagine, like, I'm leaving as you approach the academy, and I'm like, don't go in there. Anakin will kill you. And you're like, no, I'll be okay.
Well, I'll kill him.
He's like, you're floating by. You shouldn't go in. Oh, he's gone.
Yeah, actually, I'll be fine.
I'll just watch this for a bit.
Oh, I wasn't.
Yeah. That's weird. I thought I could take Anakin Skywalker.
I guess I couldn't. I guess I'm dead now.
Yeah. Oh, well.
So I guess your strategy to escape Order 66 is to not mind so much when you die.
My strategy was be better, and if I'm not, oh well.
Because Obi-Wan, he does that. He kills all his clones or escapes, yeah? How does Obi escape?
I don't know. It's a good
question. Yeah, he does kill his clones.
Yeah, and he chew himself.
Yeah. So, I mean,
you can chew off. Like, you can kill your clones and chew off for a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's really good at chewing off.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of clones, so then, like, you know.
And I just can't imagine any of our force powers are really at the peak of, you know, what a force power could be.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think.
Well, we had a crack.
You're just bisected.
Your best bet is just to be like, my clones are going to shoot me all well.
Dig a hole and try and be like, oh, no, I'm already dead.
Yeah, actually, it's awesome you want to shoot me and hope the reverse psychology works. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm bad too. That's what I'll say.
Let's get those Jedi.
Yeah, they turn on you. You look behind. You're like, yeah, let's get them.
Where are they?
And then I'm shot in the back. Oh,
damn it!
Fuck.
Thought that would work.
I thought that was a foolproof method.
Thought that was a hole in one.
Actually, maybe that's my strategy. Oh, yeah, no, let's get him. The bad ones. Fuck the bad Jedi.
I'm one of you. I'm a clone.
Exactly. They aim their guns at you. You'd be like, oh my God, you look to, like, you know, sort of off the distance to the right. Like, holy shit. They all look there. You just scarp.
Yeah,
you just scarp.
I thought that I was turning around and getting of mice and men.
That's it. Let's get him in the back of the head.
If you're in the back of the line and you're like, I sense a disturbance in the force, and then your clone troopers also like turn to face you, but you don't realize that. I would
turn around.
I would assume that they would be looking behind me.
Yeah.
That would be the disturbance. I would also look behind me. And then get,
I think the Jedi know, based on the scene I can kind of remember in my head.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure the Jedi, before they get shot, are like,
grasp
the situation.
So you get
because Yoda's like, oh shit, hey, Wookiee, put me in your backpack and run.
That's a good plan.
Oh. Fuck. Yoda had the best plan.
That's what Yoda's plan was, because Yoda was in the back.
Yeah.
He was in the back. He knew how to gentle.
Yeah, see, that's clever.
That's clever.
Yeah.
Yoda is clever. He's clever for a reason. And then he also
knows... I don't want to surround myself by clones. I want to surround myself by hairy big people.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and Yoda doesn't trust the clones from the start.
Yeah, but we did.
Yeah.
Well, of course, I wasn't allowed on the
front. I didn't trust them.
Yeah,
they fuck up my space drinks.
Yeah.
You didn't trust them making your drinks.
Yeah, they fucked up.
Do you drink alcohol? I don't trust you.
Get out of here. You're fired.
Go to the front lines, and then they're kept being.
I feel like all three of us as Jedi's, like the clones, maybe in some other places were morally conflicted about the Jedi's they needed to kill, but they were probably really happy to kill.
They were waiting for it. Yeah. In fact, we find out that we didn't even die during Order 66; it was a week earlier.
You two dead in the ground, and you hear the da-dunk, 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 because all of them get messages on their phone.
Wait, what?
You'll never guess what we have to do, guys.
Fuck, that's lucky.
We started early, bro. Okay, yeah, man.
I thought we were going to get in so much trouble for killing those three fucks.
This actually was, yeah, this is going to look really good for us. Sweet.
We have avoided prison time.
We murdered people, a man, but thank God that was the right thing to do.
Yeah. They are not kind to clones in prison.
Yes. Oof.
So, how would we survive Order 66? We wouldn't.
Yeah, for a bit then.
We'd thrive. Except for me, who...
I think at least me and Jack lived our best lives.
Yeah, absolutely.
I lived my smuggest life.
We all lived our best lives.
I sort of feel like Egmondu got away.
Better to burn bright than to fade away.
Yeah, exactly. That's not what we all did.
That's what we all were thinking as we were killed by clones.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been
Joel. And we've been killed by clones.
Killed by clones. KBK.
KBK.
Oh my God.
Clone starts with C, you fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Hey, dickhead. Are you thirsty for more Sans Pants? Let us shoot our long hot ropes of content right into your gaping earholes. Head to sanspantsradio.com to check out all 26 of our public podcasts and become a member of Sans Pants Plus to check out 20 more bonus shows and bonus feeds. That's sanspantsradio.com.